prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You've asked for this show, and you've got it. We're going to have PJ Braun on today. He's going to be talking about how to build award-winning legs. And if anybody knows how to do it, PJ does. Before we get started, I got a couple announcements to make. First of all, check out Anthony Roberts' blog today, anthonyroberts.co.za. A supplement ingredient that we introduced on Superhuman Radio back in 2008, Bulbine Natalensis, is now available in the supplement industry, and a study was just produced comparing it to Viagra, and it outperformed Viagra. So go to anthonyroberts.co.za and check it out. He's got the charts up there for the study and everything. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, okay, so we're going to be talking about how to build massive legs, and this dude's got them, and he knows how to build them. How you doing, PJ?
Hey, Carl, how are you?
Now, first of all, we should say that when PJ's usually on the show, he's very, very upbeat, very energetic, very on spot, very on mark, but today he may be a little weary. You're about 10 days out from a competition right now, correct?
Yes, the national championship. I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm going to try to turn it on the best I can for the show. And
but you're pretty spent right now. You're completely carb depleted.
I wouldn't say that I'm completely carb depleted. There's still carbs in my diet, but a guy my size with a basal metabolic rate, my high is as high as mine. You know, the amount of carbs that I'm eating really aren't a lot for somebody my size.
So what size are you right now? Where are you?
Today was a new low for this contest prep. I was 231 pounds this morning.
And what would you say your body fat is? You know yourself. What do you think your body fat is right now?
At the absolute most, 5.
Wow. That is insane. So you got to be shredded.
Yeah, I'm really shredded. It's pretty cool. I'm leaner now than I've ever been on stage before with 10 days to go. So it's going to be pretty interesting when I dry out and, go through the slight depletion and then the carb load phase.
So do you think that you will reach the epitome of conditioning and look like one of those medical charts where the guy's skin is completely peeled away from his body, where we see all the graininess in your muscles?
Ideally, yeah. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I am extremely dry already naturally.
Right.
And it's pretty exciting, actually. It's been so exciting, I will say, that I haven't even thought about nationals. I've actually just been thinking about what am I going to look like tomorrow.
Wow, that is so cool. Now, how far away are you from a pro card?
Hopefully I will get my pro card in the next 10 days.
So this could do it. This competition could do it for you.
Yeah, the way that I'm strategizing everything, originally I was going to be a super heavyweight, which is anything over 225.
Right.
And when I started my preparation for my diet, I had guessed that I would be somewhere around the range of 230 to 233 pounds in contest shape, you know, best condition of my life on stage. And about 4 weeks out, I was around 240 pounds. And I was discussing the contest with somebody who I respect a lot, an IFBB pro, a friend of mine, named Thackeray Mubarak. And I also tossed this idea around with a couple of other people who I trust. And they felt that if I could make the early weigh-in on Thursday at 225 pounds for the heavyweight class,
wow,
by Friday night, I could essentially be 231, 232 pounds on stage competing against smaller guys.
Oh, dude. You'll be like that the guy in the 202 class, that
Kevin English.
Kevin English.
That's what really inspired it, was the discussion of Kevin English and how, you know, there used to be no super heavyweight class, so a lot of guys would have to suffer down to make 225, but really they'd be closer to 235, 240 on stage, and then they introduced the super heavyweight class. So really, I would be, you know, ideally, this is if everything goes right, the same weight I planned on being anyway, but competing against smaller guys.
Wow, I wish you a lot of luck. That has to be the most difficult thing, to lose that kind of weight, and then, I mean, putting it back on probably isn't as near as hard as getting down to that weight. I mean, you really have to lose everything in your body, all the water, everything, right?
Well, the key is intelligently losing it, because, you know, you can pull out weight by starving yourself and, you know, taking diuretics and this and that. But the key is to get there without having to do anything too drastic.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about any kind of rebound effect afterwards.
Right, right.
I feel that I'm approaching it very, very intelligently. And I still haven't gone to zero carbs yet, which is typically what you do in those type of situations to really, really pull. I really don't have a lot of fat left to lose. I mean, I'm sure that I have some, you know, visceral fat inside, obviously, that you can't see. And, you know, there's small spots, I would say, on my body, you know, where there's small amounts of fat. But
let me ask you the magic question. Are you glutes in?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's it, man, because the glutes come in last, really, don't they?
Yeah, and for me, the glutes have always been a Achilles heel or Achilles ass. I've always had to really, really suffer. It's a genetic thing, actually. I can thank my mother, my Italian mother, for it. I hold a lot of weight in my butt.
Right.
And I can be from the front contest ready 4 or 5 weeks out, but it's getting all that fat off my butt takes a long time.
Yeah.
And this year, I actually focused a lot more on glute training to make my glutes bigger, because I thought to myself, if my butt is bigger, you know, it'll start looking better earlier rather right. than having to get all this weight off of it.
Right, right.
So I'm pretty pleased with the way it's gone.
That's great. And so we wish you a lot of luck. And this event is going to be where?
This is in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay. And it's in 10 days. So we all have to wish PJ a lot of luck and give him our support and hope that he does well, gets his pro card. That's an exciting time for you. I hope you get your pro card. You really deserve it. You're a great ambassador for the sport, too, on top of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel very confident about my chances. So
good, good. And clearly, your legs are one of your better features, correct?
They've come up quite a bit. I've always had big arms. That's the funny thing. I've actually had to work very, very hard at my legs.
And you know how to develop decent legs, but more importantly, the way you train, anyone can train, because you're not a big proponent of doing the massively heavy squats and the massively heavy. I've heard you say you got to feel the muscles working more important than moving heavy weight. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that heavy squats have their place in the foundation of any kind of building program, especially for a beginner, and I think for younger athletes and you know, the listeners that are not beat up, so to speak, from
right.
years and years of
right.
sports.
Like old guys like me, right?
Yeah, or even old guys like me now at this
right.
point. I think that they are, they should be considered a foundation exercise, a building block exercise. When I was young, there was an old saying, if you don't squat, you'll never be squat.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think the squat is, you could say the squat is the king of all lifts because of what it does. It works so much, but a heavy squat does not equate to big legs.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at. By the way, did you hear about the new Body RX show that we'll be producing here at Triceptor Productions?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was just a rumor or not. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to ask about that
yeah.
on the air with you and Dr. Scott Connolly.
Yeah, Dr. Scott Connolly. I'm proud to say that I'm going to be producing and co-hosting a show with Dr. Scott Connolly called the Body RX Show, which is, you know, in the branding of his book, and he's got a second book coming out, and it's going to be a no-holds-barred show. We're going to have very, very high-echelon guests from the scientific community, from the food manufacturing industry, from government, and Connolly is basically going to have these people on the show to debunk their science right in their faces. I mean, it's going to be an amazing show. We're debating whether to take call-ins right now. We're capable of taking call-ins, but we're debating whether to take call-ins. It's going to be a once-a-week show. It's going to launch the first week of November. And I can tell you this is going to be an amazing, amazing show because we have no advertisers to worry about to insult. So Dr. Connolly can go and go right in the face of people and say what he wants to say, and we don't have to worry about advertisers going, hey, you know what? I don't want to advertise with you anymore because you just insulted the Surgeon General.
That's cool.
Yeah, this is going to be an exciting show. So you just keep tuned for it. I'll let details out as we go along. We're shooting for the first week of November to launch the show.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's great.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get started. PJ is going to teach us how to build award-winning legs. He's got them, and he can teach you how to get them. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is PJ Braun, and now we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of building big, muscular legs, or for you women, stronger, more shapely legs, because these techniques we're going to be talking about, right, PJ, they apply across the board, men and women, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so where do people start?
Well, I will say that for many years, I based my leg training around heavy squats. And I do believe that I built quite a good foundation because I started out as a powerlifter when I was young. So I spent most of my time doing heavy squats and deadlifts. So I was able to hold a maximum amount of weight and really, really work the muscles with a very, very intense, you know, heavy amount of weight for a long time. And, you know, my legs were just lagging compared to everything else.
They were strong, but they just didn't have the size, in other words.
Yes.
Okay.
And I actually, you know, was always told, like, you have to squat heavy if you want big legs. You have to. It's if you don't squat heavy, you will never have big legs. And then through my travels, and I started meeting a lot of different bodybuilders in the industry, and some of these guys really just have amazing, just truly amazing legs.
Right.
And much of that is genetic. But from talking to most of these guys with the really, really amazing legs, you know, you always want to know, like, what's your secret? What's your secret? Is there some secret that I just don't know? And I found it interesting, about 90% of the guys with truly, truly amazing legs believed in high rep leg training. And when I say high rep, I mean the very, very lowest 15, but more like a 20 to 25 rep range. And I thought to myself, well, I've been training heavy for all these years. I've got to just try something different and see what happens. So I adopted this high rep leg training, and I found that my legs started really responding to it. So then I decided that I had to really break down the exercises that worked best for me.
Right.
And that's something that I really encourage people to do, is don't just read a book that says these are the best exercises for your butt and just go in and focus on that.
Right.
If you're a woman and you pick up a magazine that says these are the three best exercises for your butt, but only one of those exercises you really feel in your glutes,
right,
well, that's the one that you're getting the most out of. The other two, you may be wasting your time. Everybody has different insertions of muscles. Everybody's body is different.
Right.
So I broke my leg training down. I need to do what's best for me. And although I was a big advocate of the squat, I didn't really feel like the squats were really working my legs the way that I wanted them to. So one thing that I did was I totally changed my stance on the squats.
Really?
I actually opened my stance up much, much wider.
So almost like isn't that a powerlifter's squat?
Well, to be honest with you, many powerlifters squat very, very, very wide, and
yeah,
they get a lot of hip and back involvement.
Right. I was going to say it's a lot of hip involvement, but also your distance that you have to travel is a lot
shorter.
Less,
yes.
As well.
See, I always, when I was competitive, had a much closer stance because I just simply felt more powerful like that.
Right.
And that's how I squatted for many years. So what I did was I opened up my stance a little more, and I noticed that I could feel it more in my inner thighs and my hamstrings and my glutes, and I learned to really push with my glutes rather than just pushing from the floor.
Right.
And what I try to teach people to do is push with your heels. When you drive through your heel, you fire the back of your leg so much more.
Uh-huh.
And a huge mistake that I see people in the gym doing all the time is you'll see people put like a 5-pound plate under their heel.
Yeah, they lift it. They actually change the geometry of their spine by doing
that. Yeah, it's terrible to do that. And I try to, you know, a lot of people don't like when you go and correct them when they're doing things, but,
right,
you know, a lot of times I will go over and try to help people learn that that's actually a mistake to do that.
Right.
Another thing off the subject of training for a second that I find that has helped me a lot was I wear orthotics in my shoes.
Hmm. Do you believe in them? You think they really work?
Yeah, I really do.
Now, are these like custom orthotics or the kind that you could buy off the store shelf?
No, I have custom ones. The ones that I have are awesome. They're called... It's called the quadricep system, excuse me. And the woman who invented these was a podiatrist who specialized in basically watching people walk and breaking down what was wrong with their gait and where it was coming from. And she came up with 6 different, basically, like, imbalances. And after studying how you would walk, she would say, well, you fall into this group, and you would get the customized orthotics for that. They're very, very firm.
Right.
And when I first started wearing them, I would describe it almost felt like I was walking on like a baseball in the arch of my foot.
Really?
And but within a few days, you don't even notice it anymore. And now I actually feel the huge difference when I don't wear them.
Wow. I've heard a lot of people say they feel much more stable wearing them. So
yes.
But as far as leg training goes, you feel that the orthotics really contribute to your ability to train your legs better?
Big time. I definitely noticed a big improvement because, you know, that stability is very, very important. You know, when you're pushing, you know, good amounts of weight, you know, through your feet, you want to have that support through your arch. Eventually, that really wears down on your knees and your back if you don't have that support in there. I actually used to have mild knee problems from all the heavy leg training that I did, and once I started wearing the orthotics, the knee problems went away.
I'll be darned. So you do believe it. You do believe in squatting. You feel that you should squat with a slightly wider stance, and but you're saying to stay in that higher rep range with your squats.
Yeah, what I do now. This is what I do now. So I've broken my days down into 2 different workouts, and the workout that I do most of the time is my volume/rep workout, And this is what I have found has done for me the most success in really building my legs this past year or two. And what I will do is I actually train my whole lower body in one day. A lot of people like to break down the hams and glutes and quads into separate days. But I feel if you really, really just put all your effort into one day and just let them rest for a week, that that's optimal. I have no problem with people that want to split it into hamstrings and glutes, but my mentality is, are you really going to go into the gym with an intensity just to train your hams and glutes?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You know, you'll push hard on the leg press. You'll push hard on the
and the truth is, if you're doing leg presses and squats, you're hitting your hams and glutes as well.
Exactly. Now, what I do is I train my hamstrings first for two reasons. One, I find that most people are quadricep dominant anyway, and you're always going to focus more on the quads and build the quads easier than the hams. Two, I find that by training my hamstrings first, it actually really warms up my knees a lot, and I feel better. I'm ready to go right into whatever I'm doing for quads, whereas a lot of people will sit and they'll do leg extensions first to warm up their knees. But that's a single joint exercise, so you're really not doing anything to warm up your hips or anything.
Right.
If you train your hamstrings hard, you know, lying hamstring curls, stiff leg deadlifts, whatever the exercise may be, by the time you're done with all that, your lower body should be really circulated with blood.
Right.
And then you can get right into the other stuff.
And then where would you go after you train hams?
What I like to do is I'll start with the leg press. And what I do, and this is may sound easy, but I can tell you when you try this, this is very, very hard. The weights will vary for the individual, of course. For me, what I will do is I will start with two 45-pound plates on each side of the leg press. And I will get in, and I like to use a relatively close stance.
Right.
And I will do 30 reps. That's then I get out, and I put a plate on each side. Then I go back in, and I do 30 reps again.
So the only rest is when you take the time it takes to put the plates on.
Yeah, it's really it's 30, 45 seconds tops.
Right.
So I will keep on doing that until I get to the point where I can't get 20 reps anymore.
Wow.
So you the got, goal is, the
that's
goal is
be
30.
Burn, your quads have to be burning.
Yeah, I usually wind up getting, you know, in the off season when I'm really cranking the food and my energy is high, I'll wind up doing 7, 8, 9 sets. You know, I'll 2 plates, 3 plates, 4 plates, 5 plates, 6 plates, 7 plates, I'll keep going up.
Right.
By the time you're done with that, your quads are on fire. Plus you've pre-exhausted them with lighter weights. So you can make whatever your next exercise seem heavier.
Right.
And you're cutting your risk of injury down because you're so fatigued from what you've done with the lighter weights.
Right, so because you're not going to use such heavy weight after that.
Exactly.
You know, and you know what's interesting, too, about that? A lot of people think pre-exhaustion, they use it the opposite way. They use it the wrong way. It's better to pre-exhaust the muscle that you're hitting, not the muscle you believe that is supporting it. Like a lot of guys will pre-exhaust tries and think they're hitting their chest harder by doing that because the tries aren't working harder, but your tries are actually working harder because you pre-exhausted them. So you're right.
Exactly.
By pre-exhausting your quads and then continuing to hit them, you're getting so much more value out of the movement.
Yes, I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what I will do after that, now I'm super, super warmed up. I'm really, really pumped. Now what I will do is I will pick either the hack squat or a regular barbell squat, and I will go a little bit heavier. I'll keep a 10 to 12 rep range, we'll say. And that'll be what would be considered like, you know, the heavy part of my workout.
Right.
And I will go all out for 3 to 4 sets of 10 to 12 reps on either of those exercises. And from there, I go back to the high rep stuff. I really like to do the single leg press.
Really?
And when I do the single leg press, I do it much different than when I do both legs. When I do both legs on the leg press, I actually only go to 90 degrees.
Okay.
I find that stopping at 90 degrees in the leg press keeps all the blood right around your knee, right in the quad.
Right.
On the single leg press, what I'll do is I'll actually put my foot higher, and I'll let my toe slightly point out, and I let it come very, very deep. I let my knee come.
I was just
going
to say, and actually, doesn't your leg has to open up a little bit so that your knee actually goes onto the side of your body?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that too.
And you really feel it in your groin and in your glutes a lot when you do that.
Now, you can't go too heavy with that, can you?
No, you have to be very, very smart. You go too heavy and you let it crash down, you could really strain your groin bad.
That's what I was going to say. You'll hurt your groin. You can hurt that the muscles on the inside of the thigh. So, yeah, yeah.
I'll spend some time on there, and then what I'll typically do is I like to finish with the leg extension. I am not the biggest leg extension fan because it's a very unnatural motion. There's never a time in life when you're sitting down with weight on your ankles and you're lifting your feet up. It's just very unnatural.
And you know what? And you're right. And it puts the knee at a great deal of risk, especially when you start going heavy. When you get above 120 pounds, you're really forcing the knee into an artificial movement. And it can actually strain. It can actually cause a bucket handle tear to the meniscus if you're not careful.
And what I think is interesting is a lot of people that have old knee injuries are like, oh, I have knee injuries. I can't squat. I can only do leg extensions. Well, I tell them, well, really, the leg extension is the last thing you should do. You're putting all the stress right on your knee.
And if anything, the squat, as long as you're not restricting yourself, like by doing a hack squat or a Smith press squat, your body can find its own groove. And if anything, you should be protecting your knees more by doing a squat.
Exactly. And it's very natural in regular life all the time.
What do you think about reverse hack squats to hit the glutes and the hamstrings?
I think that they're good, but I think that if you don't know what you're doing, you can strain your spine very easily.
Yeah, your lower back, yeah. You got to keep your butt popped out.
Exactly.
At the bottom of the movement. And you can, and really, if you don't keep your butt popped out, you won't feel it hit your glutes.
I've seen people go crazy on there, and their spine is rounded forward a lot.
Yeah.
And that's a very good way to hurt your back when you do that. If done properly, it's great.
I do them with very, very strict form. I've not had the greatest ass in the world. I always had a flat ass.
Yep.
But since I started doing reverse hack squats, and I go as high as 9 plates on each side, and I'm very meticulous about how I do it. I keep my feet a little wider than shoulder length, shoulder width, and I keep my ass popped out. I actually look like I'm searching for a chair with my ass. I let my ass go out first, and I feel that stretch in my glutes. And when I push out, I feel it in my glutes and my hamstrings. And my ass has changed. It's amazing how my glutes have changed shape as a result of that movement. But like
you said, definitely. You
got to do it right. If you're arching your spine at the bottom of the movement and using your back to get the weight moving again, you're really risking blowing out a disc in your spine or something like that. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about how to build award-winning wheels with PJ Braun. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with PJ Braun about building award-winning legs. And we were just talking about hitting glutes and hamstrings with different variations of movements. What about calves, PJ? Do you train calves?
Yes, I do. I actually don't train calves on my leg day. The way that I train legs is so hard that by the time I'm done, number one, the calves are extremely stimulated anyway. But number two, it's a long workout. And to go and then spend time doing calves at the end would just be overkill. So I put them on a separate day. I put them on a quicker day.
So, and what do you do for calves?
I love the donkey calf raise machine is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. That, in my opinion, that is the best machine for your calves. The EMG studies show it stimulates the most fiber. Something that you wouldn't typically see in a gym that you can do, that anyone can do, is I will sometimes, before I train, either a standing seated donkey calf, what I'll do is I'll stand on a platform on, say, the back of an incline bench or a military, and I'll just brace myself on there, and I will do a single leg standing calf raise with my body weight. And what I'll do is I will do my left leg until I can't do anymore. So say it's 30 reps. I'm going slow and strict with the form. Then I will go right into my right leg, do the same thing. Then I will go back and forth continuously. Sometimes this takes 5, 6, 7 minutes. But I'll keep going until I can't get 8 reps anymore on each leg. You do that, and your legs will be fried. You know, everybody that I've had do that for the first time, the next day they were, like, mad at me, the pain that they had in their leg.
You can always tell when you're hitting your glutes good because the next day you can't sit down on anything.
Yes, yes, that is true. I actually have a couple specific glute exercises that I do. Male or female, you could all do the same exercises.
Right.
I have two exercises that I specifically do with my women. One is a dumbbell plie squat.
Really?
Yes. And plie is a it's actually a ballet move. And basically that's, where the name of the exercise comes from. You're doing a plie with weight. So you're standing quite wide with your stance, and your toes are pointed all the way out. And you place a dumbbell on the floor, basically directly underneath you. And with your arms against your body straight down, you're just going to do that plie squat down nice and deep, pick up the dumbbell, stand all the way back up, and then just keep repeating. You tap the dumbbell on the floor, come all the way back up. That really, really stresses the inner thighs and glutes quite a bit.
Yeah, and I see a lot of women doing plie squats. I've not seen a lot of guys do them, but
I mean, well, what I do with my guys is, because guys want to be more hardcore,
right?
Is I will do a sumo stance deadlift.
Okay.
The feet positioning is exactly
same.
The same.
Right. Right.
But you have a bar in front of you, and your hands are going to be close. They're going to be inside your inner thighs, and you're going to, you'll be able to pull a decent amount of weight, but you're getting that butt real, real, real low. Another one that's really great, male or female, that you can do this for the glutes and hams, awesome, is you have to have a Smith machine for this. It'd be impossible to do with free weights, but you're going to get in a Smith machine, and you're going to actually walk yourself forward.
Uh-huh, I've seen this.
About 6, 8, 10 inches, okay?
Right.
So you're
right
at an angle now.
You're leaning back against the bar, basically. Your feet are out in front of you, right.
And you're sitting back very deep now. To do this with a barbell, of course, you'd fall down. It'd be impossible. all the weight now is going to be all the way out on the back of your body through your heels, and you're going to have to drive through your heels to get the weight back up. So you're going to get a lot more stress on your glutes, and make a lot of my clients do that as well.
Is there a name for that movement?
You know what's funny is I'm sure that I didn't I'm positive that I didn't invent that.
Oh, yeah, because I've seen a lot of people do it. But
I can't figure out where I got it, and I have all my clients do it, and one of my clients did a video for Muscular Development, a female client of mine. And after the video, I got all these emails from people that were like, oh, my God, you need to patent that exercise and call it, like, the Brawn Squad or something.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, well, I definitely don't think I invented it. I'm surprised that no one has seen those before.
Yeah, and I've seen that. I mean, I saw that in the gym when I was first started training. I remember this kid there. He used just like you said, he would load the bar. He would get under the bar on the Smith machine, and he would take, like, a big step forward. So he was actually on an angle, like maybe like a 7 or 10 degree angle where his feet were out further than his shoulders, and he was leaning back on the bar, and then he would do a squat, and it hits your glutes and your hams exclusively.
Yep. You know, a lot of people won't use the Smith machine, but the Smith machine, there's a lot of great things that you can do on the Smith machine.
How important is it really to feel the muscle working? I mean, you know, I know that there becomes a point where when you start getting really heavy, you don't feel the muscle working anymore. You feel a lot of things working, but it's not necessarily the target muscle. Is there a value to training heavy when it comes to developing legs? Do you think that you can build size, or is there an extrinsic value that when you can start handling heavier weight, you can start increasing the weight that you use for the higher repetitions?
The feel of the muscle is everything. It's if you're not feeling the muscle work,
you're wasting your time.
You're just throwing the weight around. Yeah, I'm sure that there's people out there with superior genetics that can grow like that. But for the most part, you're wasting your time. Now, certain exercises should be done explosively. And really, really, you should be focusing on just moving the weight, like a deadlift. You need to be ripping it off the floor.
Right.
You know, to do that with a barbell curl, on the other hand, would be silly. You know, to lunge explosively and fast and not feel it, you know, with dumbbells in your hands would be silly. It'd be a waste of time. Like Lee Haney said, the key is to stimulate, not annihilate
right,
the muscle.
Right. But do you think there's a value to lunges, since you used the word a second ago? Do you think lunges are an important movement in leg development and glute development?
I do. They have to be done properly. You need to take a larger step, and you need to drive through your heel. If you are driving through your toe, you're wasting your time. Also, a mistake that I see people make with the lunge is not getting the depth that you need to get. They're not, you know, going down deep enough with the back leg. Your back knee should be basically grazing the floor every time you take a step.
But not banging the floor. I see a lot of people actually bang their kneecap on the floor. That's got to be...
If you're banging the floor, you're probably going to get momentum that's actually pushing you forward and not really letting you feel the weight the way you should.
What if you don't have the core? Like, I have a hard time doing walking lunges. You know, I don't know. I lose my balance very easily, and maybe it's just that because I don't do them often enough. I give up too soon because I have a hard time with them. Maybe I should just try harder. Is it important to keep your gait narrow, keep your gait wide? If you can, you keep your gait wide if you feel that you're more stable that way, or does that take away from the movement?
No, if you feel that you're more stable that way, then that's what you need to do to get the most out of it. What you could also do is although I feel the walking lunge is natural because it's a very natural motion, you can lunge in a Smith machine and still get amazing effect from it.
Really? One leg at a time?
Yeah, and what I have my people do is a reverse lunge. So they're standing in there, and they're stepping back, driving up, reversing legs, and then stepping back again.
Oh, interesting.
That'll really get you just as much as a regular walking lunge will.
That's interesting. I've never seen that before. That's an interesting movement. Yeah, so, and obviously you could do what about if you have I have the coordination to do a repetitive lunge. Like, in other words, I can do the right leg 10 times, then switch and do the left leg 10 times. Is that as effective, or walking lunge is a better choice?
No, if that's what you feel is working for you, then that's what you need to stick with. If you're doing something that you are concentrating more on trying to figure out how to do it than actually feeling the muscle, then that's not going to be effective for you. You need to do what's working best for you. If you can lunge in one spot and really, really feel it, then by all means do that, switch legs and do the other one.
Rep ranges. So you really feel that, I mean, the whole powerlifting approach, you know, the 5 to 8 reps, you really feel like that's ineffective? And
well, I do feel that that has their play, that the place in the bodybuilding world, maybe not for anywhere else. I have, like I said, I have 2 leg workouts. I have the volume day that I told you about. I do that 3 times a month. Then I have 1 time a month where I go really heavy. And I start with squats. I do lots and lots of warm-ups. And I'll do 4 sets of very heavy squats in like a 6 to 8 rep range. Then I will do heavy deadlifts and heavy sumo deadlifts. That really, really fries your hams and glutes when you do that as well. And after that, all I really do is some light leg extensions and a little bit of ham curls, and then I'm done. That's a completely different workout.
That's a heavy. That's a heavy day for you, in other words.
Yes. I find when I do that, when I go back to my volume day, I'm usually brutally sore after that because it's such a dramatic change.
You know, that's interesting. I always deadlift on back day. And so my routine right now is, you know, day 1, legs.
Mm-hmm.
Day 2, chest, shoulders. And sometimes I'll hit triceps a little bit.
Yep.
Day 3, back. And day 4, back and biceps. And which I know now that you do the opposite. I really like your approach better. Hit the triceps on back day because they're fresh as opposed to. But anyway, and then day 4 I'll do arms and then start over. Is it a mistake for me to be doing the deadlift on back day if I already hit my legs, you know, a couple days before?
No, not necessarily, because I'll do that from time to time as well. You know, the deadlift is a great exercise because it's working your back tremendously, but it also works your legs. It's one of those unique exercises that works your whole body, and it has its place on either day. If you've never done deadlifts on a leg day before, it's interesting. If you squat and then go into a deadlift, you can really, all those muscles are so warmed up, you can really get right into it.
Yeah, I've actually done whole body days where I have deadlifted and squatted on the same day, and I never put the 2 and 2 together like you just said right now, but you're right. It's a very easy transition to make to go from one of those movements to the other. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking today with PJ Braun. If you want to reach out to PJ, if you're interested in getting him to help you with your training, you can go to pjbraunfitness@yahoo.com or visit his website, pjbraun.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Party people! Yeah. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Reach out. Reach out to PJ Braun. He can help you reach your goals. Go to pjbraun.com or email him at pjbraunfitness@yahoo.com. He's helped a lot of people reach their goals. And I like his style of training. You don't have to kill yourself to see major changes in your physique when you work with PJ. PJ, what do you think the biggest mistakes people make about training legs?
Like we discussed earlier, just going too heavy, not actually feeling the muscle work. I know a lot of people that just simply use poor form and are just wasting their time. And form is everything, and I'm a stickler for form. You know, personally, I think that if you were going to squat 225 with perfect form, you know, butt to the floor all the way up and down every time, you know, as hard as you could go, you're going to get a lot more than that if you're squatting 405 for quarter reps.
Yeah.
You know, I see these young kids in the gym all the time loading the bar up, going up to like 405 and barely breaking their knees, you know. And
yeah, I know.
You get nothing out of that. You really do. You get nothing.
It's funny. I know what you're talking about. You know, and then the other problem that you run into with the squat sometimes is some people's bodies, kinesiology-wise, just aren't designed to do the squat well. Like I have a hard time squatting because I have a long femur length.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to get down below parallel, I have to lean forward. I've never been able to squat with my spine completely perpendicular to the floor. I've always had to lean forward. I got to bring the bar down low on my traps, you know, across my shoulders, and then lean forward a little bit when I unrack it. And then I can get down. I can get all the way down where my ass gets below my knees. But if if I'm not leaning forward, I can't do it.
Well, it's like we said, you know, you have to figure out the exercises that are best for you. You know, Dorian Yates won 6 Mr. Olympias, and he was not a big advocate of the squat.
Really?
Yep. I will say that I would say that my particular favorite piece of equipment for legs is the hack squat. I just feel that the most throughout my quadriceps.
And you know what's funny? And it's, that's a machine that a lot of people don't like to use because it forces you into a very, very strict form.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go a lot of people can't go heavy with it, so they just don't want to do it. It's just too uncomfortable.
The key to really getting your legs to really, really grow is to be able to push through that intense burn of high reps. I could squat really, really heavy sets of 5 for hours. But if I have to do, you know, a set of 25 reps, that's horrible to think about. the burn that you get and the way your heart races is so much more intense.
Yeah. Did you ever see that video of, what's the blonde-haired guy's name? I can't think of it. Yeah, where he does like some insane number of reps with almost 500 pounds, I want to say it is.
There's a video of him. He squats 500 pounds for, I think it's like 20-something.
Yeah, 22, I think it was, 22
and
or 23.
And there's also a video of him, he squats 225 for 10 straight minutes.
Really?
Yeah, you can find that if you search for it long enough. It's he continuously squats 225. That's brutal to do something like that.
That makes the squat an aerobic exercise at that point.
Yeah, he actually used to. He would finish his leg workout, and then immediately ride the stationary bike. And these are old, crappy stationary bikes. It's not like the recumbent bikes we have now.
Right.
For an hour. I mean, that's just frying your quads even more.
Do you think that was the secret to his leg development, or did he just have the genetics for great leg development, and no matter what he did, he was just going to respond?
I think two things. One, he had superior genetics. And from the people that I know that actually knew him, they said that they're, like the guys that I know that knew him well said no one they ever met trained as hard as him. That he had an ability to push himself so much farther through pain than a normal human being. And I think that, coupled with his genetics, is what really made it. Because if his upper body wasn't really all that great.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, his upper body was not great at all. As a matter of fact, that was a problem with him. He had the kind of legs that most bodybuilders have today, but he had the upper body of bodybuilders of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm. There's guys that I know that own a gym that he trained at for a while. They said numerous people would ask to train legs with him, and they would not come back after that first time.
That's funny. He would destroy them. That's hilarious.
But, you know, some people just have the ability to push through that pain. I don't know if you ever saw the video of him when he was just getting hypnotized by Peter Siegel.
No.
There was a I think he actually passed away. I believe his name was Peter Siegel. He was a sports hypnotherapist.
Right.
And Tom Platz was a firm believer in that. Like, this guy would hypnotize him and basically tell him, you do not feel pain. You can train forever. You are a champion. You can push harder than anyone else. And then they would show him afterwards doing these just insane workouts.
Wow, that's amazing. So, but don't you have to be susceptible to hypnotism. Not everybody, hypnotism doesn't work for everybody. I know that. I mean,
I've never tried it. I'm always open to try anything once. You know, that's the kind of guy I am. So, I'd be interested to see if it worked on me.
It'd be funny if the hypnotist told you that when you hear applause, you'd start acting like a chicken, and then when you're up on stage, you'd break into like clucking and stuff like that, and clawing for worms. You know, that would be pretty funny. But anyway, so I think you've given pretty much all the details of what people need to know. It sounds to me like the higher rep ranges that cause your legs to burn are the most productive in creating hypertrophy. And clearly the deadlift needs to be thought of as a leg movement, I guess, more than a back movement.
Well, it can be used either way. I mean, the weeks that I deadlift with my squats, obviously I don't have any place for them on my back day, but I only do that once a month. The other 3 weeks, what I will typically do is a rack deadlift on my back day, typically at the end of
then
my
your
workout.
Leg, yeah, because your legs really aren't in the rack pole.
And
yeah.
it's more focused just on the back.
And so by the way, my good friend Wade Johnson doesn't like rack pulls as much as he likes pulling off of blocks. He said that when you pull off of a rack, especially when you're using heavy weight, which a lot of us are using, the arch of the bar is different because it's on the pins.
Okay.
As opposed to the plates being on a block that's elevating it high enough for you to do a higher pull, like a pull off higher off the ground, in other words, versus rack pull.
Yep.
And he's a big proponent that he says that when you pull from blocks, it's a better movement than when you pull from a rack because of the movement of the bar. I guess the bar flexes differently when it leaves the pins versus, I don't know, you know, but he's a big proponent of pulling from blocks instead of the pins on a rack.
It makes sense. Not all of us have options to go and use.
Yeah, no, I know. I know a lot of powerlifting gyms, they'll have blocks for that purpose. But you're right. And the other thing that frustrates me is when I use chalk at my gym, everybody looks at me like I'm a nut. And my hands are so tender. I mean, they're so beat up from deadlifting for so many years and the knurling on the bars. Like I have perpetual calluses that just never go away anymore. And if I don't use chalk, the skin literally just comes right off my hand. I mean, it's
Do you use straps?
No, not at all. No.
See, I use straps, so I don't need chalk.
Yeah, but I'm trying to train my grip as well. I feel like, I feel like training with straps and gloves is artificial to me. I used to train with straps and then, mm-hmm. then forearm strength became important to me. It was like, I can pull a 500 pound deadlift with straps, but I can't do it without straps. Wow, that sucks. So then I stopped using straps a few years ago entirely.
Yeah, see, my rationale on the subject was I started getting really bad forearm tendonitis. So I was like, you know what, let's get some straps involved in here so my forearms don't have to work as hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, luckily, knock on plastic, I don't have any forearm tendonitis issues. But if I don't use chalk, it's just like a cheese grater on my hand.
When I was competitively powerlifting, we weren't allowed to use straps, so we had to use chalk.
See? And chalk is great. Isn't it amazing how well chalk works? It's like it defies logic that, this knurling is not going to hurt you as bad if there's chalk in between you and the knurling breaking the friction. It's just amazing.
It really does work great, though. And then when I was competitively powerlifting, we would put baby powder on our quads so the bar could slide up your quads faster.
Right, right, exactly. When
you
come
to
the top.
Be careful not to mix the powder with the chalk because the powder will do the complete opposite thing on your hands that the chalk will.
Oh, the powder will make your hands slippery.
Yes.
Ah, so in other words, the baby powder works to create a viscosity so that the bar can slide easier, but the chalk,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's interesting. All right. So anyway, let's close the show talking about your upcoming competition. The competition is going to be in Atlanta, you said?
Yes, it's the national championship.
So hopefully a lot of people are going. Do you have a lot of friends coming, to support you?
I do. I'm kind of weird when it comes to, when I travel. I know this is kind of mean. I mean, I'd love it if, like, my parents and everything went, but at the same time, it's not a big deal to me at all.
Right.
So, like, I like to just be by myself when I'm competing, and then afterwards I'll, celebrate or do stuff with everybody.
Do you feel that, like, trying to coordinate people and bring them along actually will be cumbersome, and it's just easier just he who travels alone travels fast, this kind of attitude?
Yeah, and I like to just kind of I go to my shows a day before most of the rest of the competitors do. I like to get there early, and I just like to kind of meditate and focus and visualize everything that I have to do.
Very cool, very cool. So this is 10 days out. It's give the date. What is the date?
It's October 15th and 16th. 15th is the prejudging, and the 16th is the finals.
When will you know if you are going to be able to come in on the weight that you want to come in, that way then you can put the weight back on after early weigh-ins?
The Thursday of the weigh-in.
So that's it. It's a drop-dead deal.
The way that it's going now, just to give you, not to take up too much time, I was 237 on Friday. Saturday I was 236. Sunday I was 234.6. Monday I was 233. And today I was 231. So my body is really moving now.
Wow.
So I don't think it'll be an issue at this point.
That is so cool, man. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. You deserve a pro card. You're a hard worker. You've got a great physique. But most importantly, you're a really down-to-earth guy. And I hope this works out for you in 10 days, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thanks for coming on the show today and sharing your wisdom about training legs. We'll have PJ on again. Post on my Facebook. If you're not my friend, please be my friend. Go to Facebook.com and friend Carl Lenore and post on there and let me know what body parts you want PJ to cover, and we'll have him on after the competition. Okay, PJ?
Thank you so much, Carl.
All right, thank you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another show.